From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Raymond Pignon reports and Columbia Green Media that American Glory Restaurant Corp., which owns now closed restaurants in Hudson and Tannersville, must pay $65,000 to settle a race harassment and retaliation discrimination lawsuit filed by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. American Glory owner Joe Ferraro allegedly, and I quote, created a racially and sexually hostile work environment and retaliated against an employee who complained about it, end quote, according to a statement from the commission on March 6. The lawsuit alleges Ferraro repeatedly subjected black employees to racist slurs and comments and assigned black employees to less desirable job duties. An employee was allegedly told the less desirable duties were, and I quote, what a black man should be doing, end quote. And then when one of the employees complained, the restaurant drastically cut his hours, forcing him to resign. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris Churchill writes in the Times Union how Democrats in the Albany legislature are afraid of democracy. Lawmakers had already approved a new campaign finance system to begin with the 2024 elections, but now that the courts ruled that their redistricting was illegal and being redone, they are having second thoughts. The Democrats believe that in 2024, redistricting would have been 4 years old, with incumbents entrenched in their new districts. But the courts ruled late and the assembly redistricting will take place, meaning all candidates will be facing new districts then. And so now Democrats are talking about delaying the public financing of campaigns that was planned to begin in 2024. John Kahaney, executive director of the group Reinvent Albany, which advocates for transparency and accountability in state government, said, and I quote, it's about the fear that democracy might break out in New York in a real way. What could be worse for an incumbent than a real election? I mean, my God, end quote. State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins would not give a straight answer to the issue. She said, and I quote, there are obviously conversations that are being had. Certainly the assembly is going through redistricting. It's a part of the things that people are talking about, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Clarence Fanto reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the Tanglewood Concert venue in Massachusetts is getting around Ticketmaster's monopoly a bit by starting to sell their summer series concerts tickets between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. March 9th, 10th, and 11th. Boston Symphony Orchestra's Director of Patron Experiences, Amy Aldridge, said, and I quote, we really wanted to give people in the Berkshires a fair chance and nice opportunity to buy tickets without going online if they don't want to. There's something kind of fun to come down to Tanglewood when there's still snow on the ground and you're already thinking about summer, end quote. A show with Robert Plant and Alison Krauss are among the concerts there this summer. The local box office won't be selling tickets again until June 10th. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.